When it comes to yards after contact, is that a byproduct of quickness or power or balance? What kind of goes into that?
You're adrenaline rushing, and you just want to make plays, and that just come with the game, you know, just playing the game. You're adrenaline rushing, you just want to make plays, and, you know, you just go out there and just give it your all. They're a very physical defense. We're getting ready for a physical game, and, you know, they present a bunch of different looks. So, you know, we got to be able to block everything and go out there and just execute whatever Coach Pack calls. So, you know, they're going to present a lot of different looks and be physical. So we just got to match the physicality with them.
How important is CJ's role been in this offense?
Very important. When you got a key guy like CJ at fullback that can catch the ball, run the ball, and, you know, run block, pass block, can do it all. You know, he's a key piece to the offense. And, you know, he's a hitting piece to the offense. You know, with the things he do, you know, just flying under the radar.
Did you run a lot of 21 personnel when you were in college?
Yeah, I definitely ran a lot out of the eye. You know, my center was very involved. You know, a lot of, you know, inside zone and stuff like that. So we did run a lot of it in college.
How does a given play change for you when he's in front of you versus a formation where you don't have a fullback?
You know, it's different. You know, when you back there by yourself, you know, you made the O-line right. CJ, he make us right, you know, with everything he do. You know, his decisions are very good, you know. So he go through, he make us right, and, you know, we just get a read off him. So, you know, CJ tends to make a lot of good decisions out there when he's on the ball field.
You think you're more comfortable when you do a fullback in front of you?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm very comfortable with CJ. I love when he's out there. You know, he bring that energy to the huddle. And, you know, when you got a guy that's willing to go out there and block and lay on the line for you, you know, you got to love that.
How much pride do you take in not going down first contact and also making people miss, you know, second level?
I pride in it. You know, you got a pride in it. You know, when it moves the chains and it changed scoreboards, you got a pride in things like that. So, you know, I pride in it a lot. And, you know, you got to keep taking steps forward.
What's the key to that?
There's no key. It's all about will, man. It's just all about going out there and just want to make the play. That's it, man. The key of the moment, just go out there and just want
to
make the play. You know, I think once you want to feel, a lot of it, you know, just goes out the window because, you know, you get two guys that's one-on-one and just one just want to make the play more better than the other. So, you know, that's just what it comes down to because, you know, you don't get the most biggest guy that make the play. You know, it's just a person that just want to go out there and make the play more than the other person. That's it.
Is this three games, has anything surprised you?
Hmm?
Three games, has anything surprised you so far in the NFL?
Nah, our coaches and everybody around here, we do a good job of being ready for a lot of situations, majority of all of them. So nothing has surprised me. You know, coaches around here, we do a great job of game planning and doing a lot of stuff, you know, just getting ready for situations.
What's the biggest thing you've learned, though?
Your body is the key to all this. You know, you take care of your body, you know, it'll take care of you. So your body is key to everything. So you got to take care of your body, man, because it's a long season. And that's the biggest thing I learned. So you got to take care of your body. It's early in the season. So you got to make sure, you know, it's ready for the long run down the stretch.
Dalvin, do you find yourself peaking at the rankings at all, kind of where you rank in the NFL in terms of rushing yards yet, or is it too early for that?
It's too early, man. You know, the things I look at is the wins and loss columns, you know. And we don't get them W's, man. None of that matters. So, you know, that's what I really look at, the wins and the losses, because, you know, all the stats and everything can add up. But, you know, I just want to win at the end of the day.
What's it been like to see Diggs and Thielen have the first three games that they have?
Obsession. I see those guys in practice, the plays they make, the routes they run and all that. But it transferred over to the game. You know, they take it to another level. And, you know, you gotta give those guys credit. They playing at a high level right now. And, you know, we just got to keep it going from here.
You talk about keeping your body right. I mean, you have one of those funky contraptions that you're sleeping at home, or is it just stuff here with the cold tub? I mean, take us through specifics.
No, I don't got nothing funky. I don't got nothing funky. Nah, I just, you know, do the little things that's here, you know, cold tub and stuff like that. You know, just little things to take care of my body, but nothing funky.
Is this where you thought you'd be three games in, or have you maybe been ahead of where you thought you'd be? And does it come easier than you thought?
Nah, nothing nothing ever comes easy, you know. Nothing ever in life comes easy, you know. It's all hard work, man. And every week, every Monday, you know, every time coach called practice, I'm going to put my hard hat on and go to work. And that's just, you know, every week it's the same game plan. Just go to work and work hard and, you know, just live with the outcomes.
Thanks, Devin.
Appreciate y'all.